Lesson 4. Outcomes. Explain the process of patient assessment. Patient assessment. Before medical treatment can begin, the patient's condition must be assessed. The most basic assessment is to determine whether critical functions of the body work properly. If the patient is responsive, the assessment involves an evaluation of the patient's airway, breathing, and circulation, which has traditionally been known as the ABCs. Most of the patients cared for by firefighters will be responsive and assessed in this manner. Agonal respirations equals irregular gasping breaths. In patients that are unresponsive and not breathing or breathing with irregular gasping breaths, also known as agonal respirations, the assessment sequence should be rearranged to circulation, airway, then breathing, CAB. For patients who are not breathing, starting high-quality chest compressions as soon as possible increases the patient's chances of survival. If a pulse is present, as is usually the case, then assess the airway and follow the normal ABC sequence. If no pulse is found, immediately begin a cycle of chest compressions and then open the airway and ventilate the patient, the cardiac arrest CAB sequence. The following sections identify the ABCs of patient assessment in greater detail. Remember that formal CPR training will provide more definitive information on the performance of assessment techniques. Airway. A patient's airway is the passage between the lungs and the nose and mouth where air travels during breathing, figure 23.20. If the tongue, a foreign object, or fluid obstructs the airway, air cannot travel freely. If the patient is able to talk and appears to be breathing without difficulty, it can be assumed that the airway is clear. However, if the patient is unresponsive, an airway may need to be opened. Techniques for opening the airway are introduced during formal CPR training. Breathing. After determining that the airway is open, assess whether the patient is breathing. Place your ear near the patient's nose to listen for sounds of breathing. You should be able to hear the patient breathing through the mouth or nose. Look at the mouth and the chest to see if the patient's chest is rising and falling, figure 23.21. When feeling, exhaled air can be felt. If the patient is not breathing or no air moves during breathing, provide assistance. Techniques for rescue breathing are introduced during formal CPR training. Circulation/compressions. Circulation/compressions is the flow of blood through the body. The easiest way to determine the presence of circulation is to feel for a pulse, figure 23.22. Common locations to find a pulse are shown in figure 23.23. Most pulses get assessed at the radial and carotid arteries for adults and brachial arteries for infants. Because of the distance of the radial artery from the heart, it typically takes stronger blood flow for a pulse to be felt in this area than at the carotid artery. Therefore, just because a pulse cannot be found at the radial artery does not mean that the patient is pulseless. In these instances, attempt to find a pulse at the carotid artery as well. If a pulse cannot be found, chest compressions should be initiated immediately.